Hello and welcome to Talks. I'm Adrian.
And I'm Steph, and today we're talking about our holiday travel week. So over this past week, Adrian and I had a very eventful, travel-filled, holiday-filled weekend. And we thought, what a great way to share our experience and on this podcast today. So today we're just going to talk about how it felt for Adrian to go out in like a year camping. He hasn't been camping in the past year. So he went out camping for the first time, and I went out and had a staycation with my family. So we thought we'd share this experience with you, and maybe some of you had the same experiences, and so maybe we could, you know, add to that experience. So let's start with Adrian. Adrian, my love.
Yes, ma'am.
So why don't you tell us and all the listeners where you went, with whom you went, and when you went.
Okay, that's a long list of things to tell everybody. But let's see if I can remember all of them, those things at once. So for Easter weekend, up here, typically like in my family and stuff, Good Friday is a very family oriented day. So normally it's like y'all get together, maybe you go fishing or go to the park, you know, you grill out, you have a big cookout, you just kind of hang out with family. I know like a lot of people will attend like church services and special things. We never really did a lot of that on Good Friday. We saved a lot of that for Easter. There was always, a church service to go to, and usually some sort of like play in the evening or some kind of church event. So we kept everything on Easter and really did a bunch of family stuff on Friday. And it was actually really nice because it gives you like some dedicated time to, you know, like to spend with the family. And you know that every year you're going to be doing something. Well, of course, this year was a little bit different. A little better than last year, I'd say, overall, but still a little bit weird. But anyway, I got to do something that I've been wanting to do for a very long time, and that is go camping. So my cousin and I, we've been kicking around the idea of, you know, embarking on a camping trip. We've been wanting to get out of the city for like, since like last year, we've been talking about doing this thing. And so we did it. We did it on Good Friday. We just did a quick overnight camping trip up to Arkansas. We drove about 3 hours to this place called Cossetot Falls, which is in the Ouachita Mountains of Arkansas, and it was absolutely gorgeous. I showed Stephanie the pictures and bragged, and she was a little bit jealous. But we were basically camping right on this whitewater like river, and so you have like all these kayakers going by and such. They have up to like class 5 rapids, regularly class 3. So it's like pretty serious stuff. But like you're just laying there and like the stars are over your head and you can hear like the animals like playing in the leaves and then the water's like rushing behind you and stuff. It was like the best thing ever.
So, I mean, how can you not be jealous after listening to all of that? And think about this, everyone, that not only did I get to hear about it, I also got to see it through pictures, and I was so jealous. But Adrian, tell me, how did you feel after, like, almost more than a year, you know, going out camping? Something that you actually really love doing, and you try to do it, like, very so often, at least once in a month you'd like to go camping. So not being able to do that all of last year, how did it feel going out?
Well, you know, like that's part of the problem with this past year, and like I think that's why there's been so many like, you know, mental health issues with like depression and anxiety that we read about all the time related to this pandemic. It's that people can't do those little like sort of escapist things that they really rely on, that they use to motivate themselves and to, you know, be creative and to be productive. You know, all those studies say that like if you take vacations, typically you have better output at work. You know, you perform better, you have more creativity. And I know that some of that was stifled because of the pandemic. And see, early on, I missed the good window for camping because of pandemic stuff. You know, we were locking down, we were staying home. And then when things started to open up a little bit, the weather was kind of not great for camping. So I just kind of like held off and such. And, you know, I learned a few things this week. So I learned that I really value my time away from everything, away from, you know, my desk, away from, you know, email and phones and social media. It's very nice. You know, you go in and you take pictures and enjoy the moment. And then you don't have to worry about posting anything, sharing anything, talking to anyone, flying any emails. It's a very good refresh. But I also learned that my body isn't as ready as I would like it to be. Even with, you know, even after dropping some weight during the pandemic, you know, working out a lot and starting to get healthy, I noticed that, you know, we went on a couple of hikes up the mountains around there, and that was amazing, by the way. But I mean, it was just like we maybe did 2 whole miles of hikes, maybe 2 to 3 miles of hike, split up over 2 days. So it's not really a lot. And anyone who's like listening, who's like a through hiker, is like, psh, those are baby numbers. My baby could do that in his sleep. But I learned that, you know, I'm not really ready for anything more than that at the moment. So like, mm-hmm. I was feeling it for the next few days. Like, I slept a lot when I got home, but it definitely did stuff, kind of like refresh, you know, reinvigorate. It made me tired, but I guess mentally it made me like ready to come back and, you know, get some stuff done, you know, and look forward to the next time.
I think one of the things that we've talked a lot about during the pandemic is that Adrian's a very outdoorsy guy. He likes, you know, being outdoors, going fishing, going camping, kayaking and all that stuff. And, you know, that was one thing that last year he wasn't able to do. So it's a lot of like you said, a lot of people, for them, that's an escape for their mental health as well. And they weren't allowed to do it. Almost felt like you're trapped in this little box that's your house, right? And I think a lot of people also lost a lot of their passion and, you know, will to do all these creative things, because the way they would, you know, ignite their creativity is by going out of their regular normal schedules. And I think it was a good thing for you to do this. I remember we had this conversation before Adrian, you know, planned with his cousin. Not that he needs my permission. He's his own man. He can do it. But we had a conversation where he's like, you know, I'm thinking about going camping. What do you think about it? And I said, oh, you should do it. And I remember, like, he's like, okay, we've planned everything. We're going out. And I was like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, I'm going out. And I said, okay. So he's like, I don't know if I'll have any reception there and stuff. I'm like, it's fine. Like, you need to go do this. Because I think as your girlfriend, as your significant other, I realized your need for this. Like, you know, I think like a lot of people, if you're in a relationship, you're married, you'll understand there are certain things that your significant other needs to do for them to function properly, like their mental, like to have a good mental like state, to be very like, you know, emotionally present, not be very stressed out and stuff. And I saw that you needed it. And I think that one of the things that I had forgotten is that you are an outdoorsy person. Like, you do not like staying at home in your box little thing. And I think that I had to remind myself that this is good for you. So if you ever ask, like, I need to say, do it, like, go do it. Not like say, no, just stay home.
It's funny that you say that, because like you say, I'm an outdoorsy person, but technically I'm both, right? I can thrive in outdoorsy situations, but also I can thrive, you know, at home. And there's a lot of stuff I like doing at home. But what I need is both of them. Personally, I need balance in it. and I enjoy both things. It's funny because like I've always kind of felt personally like I kind of straddle the fence on a lot of things. Like I'm kind of in between and I'm neither one thing or the other. Like I love like, you know, fishing, hunting, you know, outdoors, you know, camping, all these sorts of like, I'll do air quotes, these typical like manly type activities, right? But I also enjoy, you know, kicking back at home with a hot cup of tea, you know, snuggled on the couch, watching a silly movie or even like a kind of rom-com or something, playing like some games, you know, just chilling at home. Like I love that stuff too. So, I'll take both. I'm an outdoorsy person, but I'm also an indoorsy person. So I'll take it all. I want it all.
But it's that balance, isn't it? That kind of wasn't there last year.
Right.
That kind of has to be reintroduced again. And yeah, so that was your Easter weekend. And what did you feel about like venturing out of the city? I know you've gone to visit your parents in Sulphur, but this is the first time that you went out with the purpose of vacation, the mindset. Like, were there any like concerns? Were there any like, you know, what kind of feelings were you feeling the day you packed up and you loaded your car?
Well, yeah, I've gone down to my parents a few times since all this started, you know, to help them with some stuff and to, I mean, there's been a lot that's happened, you know, over this past year outside of just pandemic related stuff. I would say for us personally, there's been much bigger things than pandemic related stuff in our family. But you know, like I didn't really feel any sort of like hesitation or worry or anything like that, any anxiety at this point. You know, read the news, read all the statistics, read how things are going, you know, in Louisiana, in Arkansas even. And, you know, the number of people that we'd be interacting with was very small. And that's part of the reason we didn't go, you know, to Dallas or, you know, Little Rock or like a big city, because, you know, there are still a lot of restrictions in place. And if you go out in the woods, man, you're going to see like two people maybe, you know, like it's not really that big of a deal. And that was the main point anyway. We've been indoors doing all this stuff. Like we want to get out, you know, go out and explore. So I didn't really feel any hesitation. The main thing that I was thinking about was, do I have everything? Has it been so long that I forgot like how to do this? You know, do I have all the supplies I need? Does Devin need to bring anything else? You know, my cousin, and so on. So that was my biggest worry. So yeah, it was pretty carefree, pretty chill, I would say.
One of the things that I remember when we were on FaceTime and you were packing, you're like, look where all my camping stuff was. And it was like right by your couch, like all packed up, ready to be used, like at a moment's notice. Like,
yeah,
like
yeah, I pulled it all out.
It was like you've been preparing for this since like last year. You're like, I'm ready.
No. I even told Devin, I was like, look, my camping stuff just stays ready. Like it's always ready. My backpack is always fully loaded, ready to roll. And then I have a little outdoor closet that just has all of my stuff stacked in it at one side. I can literally go, give me like 30, 45 minutes and like we can go. Like I can go at any moment. And I guess maybe part of that is just my like kind of survivalist sort of mentality too, of like, hey, when it all goes downhill, let's get up and go. We kind of had to deal with that a bit this winter here with a crazy ice storm, when we all lost electricity and power and water and everything. So I guess it pays sometime to be like that. But I try not to get too crazy with it.
Yeah, Louisiana has had a very eventful year, not only with the pandemic. And I mean, if you follow the news and you've read all about it, it's just been really crazy. And we're really just, you know, happy that our family is safe. And you know, we're just very, I don't know, like blessed that, you know, nothing has happened.
Definitely.
But one of the questions that I have, because I'm not a very camping person, I don't even know when the last time I went camping was. I do not camp. I am not a camper.
Yet. yet. She doesn't count yet. Because whenever she gets over here, I'm going to introduce her. And if nothing else, car camping has to happen.
Yeah, but because I will say this. In India, I know there are a lot of beautiful places to go camping, but I'm not around, like, my family is not a camping family. My friends are not campers and stuff. So I've never been around people who've enjoyed or who've wanted to go camping, you know? Like, my family is not a camping family. My friends are not campers. But, yeah. I would go camping because I do, or we do want to, like, be able to go and see all of the U.S. I think I want to take some time off and just go see the whole country because you've got a lot of states, a whole lot of states.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to give some insight into those travel plans, the Welcome to America tour, one day. But Stephanie, I want to ask you a little bit about your week.
Oh, my week. My week has been great. I think the weekend before Easter, my parents, my older sister and my younger sister, we all decided to do a little staycation at a hotel. And it was a very weird situation. So in India, it was one of like an important festival, like a holiday, as you would say. So there were a lot of people in the hotel. And, you know, it just felt like there was no pandemic. Like, obviously, we were wearing a mask and stuff, but it felt like other people didn't realize that we were still in a pandemic. Because I think that everybody was just in that moment of, oh, we're getting out of the house. Oh, you know, we're finally getting to do this. And then so we got talking to like the person at the front desk. And he was telling that because of all the travel restrictions over the weekend, they have so many people just come in. Like they'll come in Friday night and they'll leave Monday morning. Because everyone just wants that escape from their routine, from their home and stuff. And I was just thinking about it, like, oh yeah, for a lot of people, like, I live in a very, like, we have a lot of people in our building, so we get to interact with people. But I'm guessing there's some people who don't interact with anyone apart from maybe their spouse or, you know, their parents, and just going out, just seeing other people is a big deal for them. I know work has started, but it's still not the same. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just this mindset of, oh, we're going out. We're not at home.
Right. Well, people are still distancing and, you know, being very careful, like outside and around people and such. So it is still like kind of weird, you know, it is weird for people going out. And I'm sure people are wanting to talk to people, you know, and kind of just casually, you know, those casual little conversations that you have, that you don't really think add much meaning to your life. Like when you're in the grocery store or the coffee shop and you just have a real quick, just, hey, how are you doing today? Or how's the weather? Or, oh my gosh, I really love your shoes. You know, those simple little things that you don't really think matter, but after it happens, and it hasn't happened in a long time, after you have something like that, I remember walking away from the first time I talked to someone like that and I was like, oh my gosh, that was like wild. What? I didn't even realize that was so meaningful. But yeah, people need that stuff.
I don't know. It was a very nice, like, chilled couple of days. I was telling Adrian this. Have any of you felt this? That, you know, after your vacation, you're supposed to come home, like, all zen and all, you know, everything so calm and peaceful and perfect. But you get home and you're more stressed. Like, you are so stressed that you need to go on the next, like, holiday.
I don't know if you're doing it right, Steph. I don't know. I don't know if that's the way it's supposed to work.
No. But like,
you're supposed to get away from the stress, not take it with you. You're supposed to leave it at the door. You know, don't bring it back.
No, but it's like, you know, you get all like stressed about like getting back, like, or there's traffic, or, you know, you get back and you're like, oh, I need to unpack. I need to put my clothes in the laundry now. I need to wash my clothes. Oh, I've got work tomorrow. I need to prepare. Like, there's no like moment. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, okay, I'm calm, I'm chill. I don't know. I've just had that feeling. Every time I get back from a vacation, I feel like I need a vacation from my vacation.
Oh my goodness. So what you're saying but is you need to just stay home all the time.
Oh.
And never do anything.
Don't.
Don't tempt me with a good time. Don't tempt me with a good time. I will do it.
Okay, moving right along.
She will.
I love a good indoor time. I'm just saying. I love a good, like, you know, quiet, not talking to anybody week.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, so like whenever I come back from a vacation, I typically want to be tired because I've done all the things I want to do. I've seen all the things. I've gone to all the places. I've eaten all the food. I've done all the stuff. And when I came back from camping, I was definitely very tired. But I don't want to be stressed, Steph. I don't want to be stressed. I don't want it to add to my stress.
No, what I meant was like there's so much else that needs to, like, I'd love to do all those things. But then by the end of the trip, when we're going back, I'm so exhausted. And I'm like, I thought I had to be like calm and chill and energized when I'm leaving, not tired. But then also, I do not want to go and not do all these things. I don't want to like go to a city or a place and not look at all the things. And like, you know, I wake up very early when we go on vacation. I wake up earlier than I usually do because I'm like, oh, I want to go look at how it looks outside our hotel room. What, like, all these other colors, the sun's coming up. Anyways, yeah. Wow. It's just so weird.
Well, Steph, you know, this year has definitely put a damper with not being able to travel so much. I know that, you know, we have traveled a little bit. Like, we've gone, you know, pretty close by and small little trips, but there was never really anything like to do that was like, you know, momentous, right? To really capture like a moment or some big thing. And that definitely put a bit of a hinder on our Instagram. We've talked about this a good bit over the past few months. So before all the pandemic stuff, we were really being active on Instagram. We were sharing a lot of stuff, talking to some great people. There's some fantastic people on Instagram, you know, like, if you like connect with some people, you know, you can get in a really good community. Like, it's great, but we were really unable to really make any more content. And when you're running a joint Instagram account, that's about your relationship and you can't see each other, you haven't seen each other for a billion years. And like, you're also not doing any like travel or sightseeing or any new things in your own personal life, it's very difficult to keep up the content posting. And so for a while we kind of, you know, curated our feed, you know, we added a few older pictures and relived some moments, but we just realized that we couldn't keep up with the output. So really our Instagram just kind of went dormant, and we just kind of engage with people every now and then, comment on their posts, like, and follow a few people. So it really kind of hit where it hurts, right? Because that's our baby, that Instagram page. We really enjoy doing that. And so we couldn't really get to add the stuff that we want to do. All the plans that we made kind of fell through. And then with us being long distance, there's not a lot of other options. Like, we've seen a lot of our friends and people that we follow like kind of transition into some other things that really worked for them. We never really could get that for Instagram. We've adapted in a few other areas, but Instagram has kind of just been on pause. Stephanie, what's that been like for you as kind of a photographer, as a social media minded person? How's that been?
This last year, not only have a lot of people realized the importance of like social media and like its impact, how it can like really, I've seen people talk about like how they've actually gotten through the year because of like the people that they follow and posts and stuff. But I think for me, it was the opposite. There was so much content being put up, not necessarily like something that would be uplifting. A lot of people just complaining about the year. And I mean, rightfully so. It is a very, like, it was a very, you know, bad year. 2020 was not a good year. And a lot of people complaining. It just made me like even sadder. It made me feel very like anxious for what's going to happen. And that was not the best for me. I work in social media. I need to be, you know, up and knowing what's happening and stuff. So apart from office stuff, apart from work stuff, I just wouldn't go on Facebook or Instagram because I just felt like everybody is going through such a hard time, and it didn't make it easier looking at them write about it or post about it. A lot of the people that we follow on Instagram are in a position like Adrian and me where they cannot meet one another. You know, they cannot be in the same country. But then there are also people who got to get together. And I remember having this conversation with Adrian, like, I am so happy that they can do it. But it also makes me feel bad, you know? And I felt like such a bad person for not like fully 100% being happy for them. But it wasn't that. It's just that it reminded me of a lot of things that I cannot do, a lot of things that have been restricted. And it's just like, in a couple of episodes, we are going to be talking about like a life update, and it's just been very hard overall, and 2020 did not help that for me. And so I just kind of tried to stay away from Instagram. And I know that, oh, everyone will be like, oh, you could have still gone to like, you know, taken a self-portrait, or you could have like, there are so many things. I know there's so many things we could have done. It's just that for me at that point, social media felt so negative, not because of people being negative, but because of everyone talking about how bad the year was, that it just made me feel very negatively about everything.
Yeah. And like you said, especially with Instagram, with the people that we follow, we've literally seen the vast majority of our newsfeed of people that we follow, their lives completely upended. Because, you know, there a lot of these people, like their life, their whole, like their income, everything they do is based on being able to travel from place to place for photo shoots, for meetings, and all these sorts of things. And so at the flip of a switch, it was just completely shut off. And they ended up having to, you know, cancel plans, cancel flights, go back home. Some of them even had to go back with their parents because things were so tight and they were so rough. And yeah, you did see that. You saw social media feeds get really negative, and you saw, honestly, after a little bit, you saw kind of the feed dry up. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of posting. And when someone would post, it would be a very like, hey, this is what's kind of happening with us, you know? And I think it's important to share stories, but like that can really, like, when you see it 12 times a day from 12 different people and repeat every single day, it can really like wear you down. And so for us, I think the, you know, Instagram just kind of was something we felt like we needed to put on pause, not really work with, because it was just kind of draining on us, a bit taxing. And we didn't feel like we were in a space to go out and try to, you know, do something and share something on Instagram. So hopefully we can kind of change that and get back into the flow.
Also, I would also feel like even if I could go out and post like a nice picture or a happy picture, I used to think about like, if I'm feeling this way about someone's post, like somebody else would feel the same way about when we posted. And that kind of also made me at least, and I don't know about Adrian, but that made me feel a little hesitant to think about concepts to post, to think about, you know, content to post. So I don't know, if you all are very active on social media and you like posting stuff and you have a bigger following, maybe you might feel something like I did. I mean, not that we have a big following. What I meant was, like, you know, like when you're posting for entertainment, I think that it kind of, your headspace of what I should post is quite different than, oh, this is my personal account with all my friends.
Right. That makes sense. But hopefully, Steph, we can kind of get back into that flow. You know, things are looking pretty good. I'll be on the lookout for some updates on our Instagram from the camping trip, especially. I got some really good pictures. Just be on the lookout for that. But hopefully we can kind of use that as a sort of springboard to really get into posting some more stuff, maybe resharing some of those older moments that we enjoy, and kind of just keeping everybody, you know, aware of our plans and such as things continue to open, and maybe I'm able to book plane tickets, and maybe there'll be a whole barrage of really interesting, cool stuff one day. But until then, you know, we're waiting.
So talking about reopening of countries and you being able to travel here, something interesting happened last week, didn't it, Adrian?
So you're right, Stephanie. So I guess we have a good announcement. So here's the announcement. The big...
We're not pregnant. We're not pregnant. We're not engaged.
It's a boy.
The way you built it up, it was like it's a pregnancy announcement or like an engagement announcement. Like, no, no, no.
I mean, none of that. This thing's been in the works for over a year. You know, it's been like in there growing and coming along.
Stop.
So, Stephanie.
Okay. Yes, Adrian.
And everyone else. Great news. So, here in my state, in Louisiana, a couple weeks ago, I was able to get my vaccine. So, as of yesterday, I'm 100%, I have the 100% efficacy, so I'm fully vaccinated. Good to go. So I can cough on all my homeboys. I can no. I can sneeze on everybody. I'm good to go. We are back in, baby.
No, please do not cough on people. Please do not sneeze on people, even if you're vaccinated.
That's what it does.
That's horrible. No, that's horrible advice.
No, that's what the juice does. It lets you get back to how it was before, and you can just do whatever you want. This is like the Wild West.
You're telling me before the pandemic, you would just go up to strangers and just sneeze on them?
Well, no, now that we're vaccinated, like, I can go up to my vaccinated friends and be like, hey, are you vaccinated? And they're like, yeah. And I can just be like, okay, great. And we can just like start coughing on each other and stuff and sneezing. It's awesome.
Oh,
we
that's
can,
like, a bad Adrian.
We can talk face to face. I can kiss my bros again.
Please, that's bad advice. That's bad advice. Stop. Everybody, this is bad advice. Do not. Yeah. I repeat, do not. Do not do this at home or outside or anywhere else.
Don't kiss your bros yet. Wait a little while. Let's get out of here. Yeah, but for serious though, like, I was able to do it. I feel super super blessed, you know, to be able to do that and kind of help get us take my step to get us out of this. So I just want to encourage anyone who, you know, as soon as your country or your state or your region allows you to get the vaccine, I would say, you know, do your research, make sure it's all good to go, and go get it. Go get the one that you feel is best suited for you.
People might ask how you felt after the vaccine. How did you feel after the vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I had the one that was a single dose. So a single dose, and I got the shot, you know, I immediately started feeling like my arm getting kind of heavy, you know, that soreness a little bit. And my arm was sore for probably about 3 days total. Like, it felt pretty bad the first day, but it wasn't too much. But the next morning when I woke up, because I got it in the evening, man, I felt like pretty rough. I had like achy body and joints, you know, real like heavy and just really tired and drained. So I took the day off of work and I really just slept for a long time. And then when I got up, you know, I had a lot of water to drink. I got some like Gatorade and got some electrolytes in me and such. And, you know, from then on, it felt a lot better. So I guess I felt bad for about 12 hours total. And then I, you know, climbed out of it. By the next day, I was back at work and, you know, good to go. No other issues. So it was pretty run-of-the-mill standard vaccination stuff. You know, typical side effects. You know, if you've ever had a flu vaccine, then you'll know kind of what to expect. It's very similar. I know it varies from person to person with this based on whether you've had COVID or not and just kind of your immune system. So I definitely recommend it for most people. Of course, if you have questions, you do need to talk to your doctor. I recommend that. But yeah, it wasn't bad, Stephanie. I recommend you get it too whenever you can.
Yeah, right now in India, as of this recording, it's only people who are 45 years and above. So okay. My parents got it this week. So in India, there's only like the 2-dose ones. So they got it. My mom, for the most part, was doing great. Like, she just had like that sore arm thing mm-hmm. and, you know, the day after just feeling very tired. But my dad, he was a little rough. He was hard. And yeah, not necessarily. I think he got a little more like chilled than mm-hmm. my mom did. And I think it just kind of drained a lot of his energy out.
But Steph. I feel like part of that is because we're men. Right?
Like, what does that mean?
When a man gets sick, like so like when a woman gets sick, they just like carry on, right? They're just like, okay, whatever, you know, fine. Washing dishes and, you know, going to work and all this stuff, like everything that they do, you know, all the office work, all that stuff, they're just like boom, 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 go. But when a man gets sick, it's like, oh, on the couch, and it's like, can you make me soup? Can you do all this? And like, we become like pretty the biggest sure babies. So
I'm pretty sure there are men listening there who are just in denial, and all the women are like, yeah.
Like, yeah, that's true.
No, but it's true about the immunity, because a friend of mine, mm-hmm. she was eligible to get the vaccine, and she had fever for a couple of days, and she was mm-hmm. she got really like, I don't want to say sick, but like it kind of hit her pretty hard. But you know, like Adrian said, if you are thinking about getting vaccinated, make sure that you do your research, talk to your doctors, and obviously if you have some underlying conditions, make sure that you consult your physician for sure. We are not recommending anything. We are not pushing you to do anything, but we're just telling you our experiences.
And I am though, Steph. I am. I am definitely. If you're in the U.S., I can't speak for everybody else in the world and every other country and such. But if you're in the U.S., I do. If you're capable, I do recommend getting vaccinated. It's not hard. Very quick. It's simple. I don't even think it costs anything for anybody. Just go and get it. Let's get out of this thing. I'm trying to get to India, trying to get to my boo. And y'all hold me up. So this is please go.
So this is very selfish.
This is very selfish. This is very selfish. This is very selfish at this point. So please.
That's fine. That's
I'm
it.
I'm begging you.
No, but I think that everyone should do their research. Like, do your research of why and why not. Like, you cannot just be like, I'm not going to do it, but I mean, do your research.
Because it's 5G.
You say yes or no.
They're going to inject 5G into us. And build that Bill
Stop,
Gates blood.
Stop. Stop with your conspiracies. Stop.
Hey, they're not my conspiracies. But there's like at least Gosh. One person listening. And they're like, yeah, he's preaching the truth right now. There's that one person. I know it. He's going to do it. My aunt turned into a cell phone tower.
Oh, my gosh. I did not hear the end of this when he got vaccinated. Oh, my gosh.
Yo, it was great.
Again, don't believe in conspiracies. Don't believe in anything or anyone unless you do your own research. I believe that to be true. Like,
but Steph,
make
Steph,
your own decision.
Come on.
But what? Wait.
You said the phrase. I need to say this.
I was going to say, do what you think is good for you, your family, and your community.
That is a great thing to say. That super serious when I was about to say that you said you said the key phrase that I see from all the conspiracy theorists is, quote, do your own research. And for them, research means going into YouTube and finding that video with, like, you know, 1,000 views and being like, oh, yeah, this is fact. This is fact. It's from Joe Bob in his basement.
By research, I mean, talk to people who have already got the vaccine. Talk to your doctors, you know, read up about it. And I know there's a lot of
From trusted sources.
Yeah. From medical journals, from, you know, doctors. And if you're like, oh, no, I don't want to talk to, you know, people about this, blah, blah, blah. Talk to people who, you know, might have had taken the vaccine. Just ask what process they went through, how they felt. Again, for everybody, it's going to be quite different. But I know when it's allowed in India, I'm going to be taking the vaccination. So I would recommend you to, you know, do what's good for you, your family, and the community. That's all I'm going to say about this. And we can move on to the next point.
That is a great way to sum it up, Stephanie.
Yeah.
but you know, for real, like, with the vaccination, I had a little bit of a pause just because of all of the early on, right? Just when at the beginning of the rollout, you know, I had a little bit of a pause because, you know, saw some of the reports and stuff, and I was like, oh, is it even worth me doing this, you know? And I was like, is it going to provide enough immunity to it? Is it going to be effective? You know, but the more I read and the more I learned about it, you know, it does have improvement. And honestly, if I'm just completely honest, I don't really have much of a choice. Like, I'm trying to get to India at the next available opportunity. And so I know that being vaccinated will help me do that. So literally, that's enough reason in itself. Like, you know, that's my goal. You know, over this past year, it's been super like frustrating, right? Like, just feeling stuck, you know, like I've been doing everything I can, you know, saving money, you know, being really thrifty, working on projects with Steph and just being productive. But at the same time, we haven't been able to progress in any sort of paperwork, any of those things that we've talked about in previous or upcoming episodes. Actually, we're going to dive into that a little bit deeper, but it's just been very frustrating feeling stuck, just kind of doing the same thing every single day with the same group of people in the same setting, knowing that you have all this stuff that you need to do, that you want to do. It's extremely frustrating. It makes even doing things that you're like really passionate about and things that you have dedicated your time and effort to, it makes it very, very difficult. It makes it very draining. And you kind of start to resent some of that stuff. Even the stuff that you enjoy, you kind of just like, it just kind of gets lumped in with the things that are holding you back. You know, you're just like, oh, this is terrible. Like, I just want to just move away from it all. You know, and it has been super, I guess, debilitating in that way. Like, knowing that things that you used to really enjoy and find so much passion in, now it just seems like arduous tasks that you have to do, that you're being forced to do. And so I knew that this was one way to get a little bit closer to the goal, right? This was one thing that I could do to sort of facilitate that. And I've been doing everything I can up to this point. Like, why wouldn't I do it? Why wouldn't I, you know, go get this real quick vaccine, the shot in my arm, like I have done with tons of other stuff. Like, the first time I went to India and got like 6 shots, you know, I've done this before. Why wouldn't I do that? Just to kind of shorten a little bit of this waiting time.
Also, we aren't getting any younger. I just wanted to throw that out there. Like, you know, right? We're not getting any younger. We old. We want to get our life started together, people. Come on, get vaccinated. Get healthy. Stop spreading the virus.
Please.
Jeez. No, I'm not going to say please. No, I'm going to be mean about it. No, I'm not. Sounds so wrong to be mean about it. But I just hope all of you are safe and you're healthy and your family's healthy and safe. And if you know a loved one who isn't well, we're praying for them. We hope that everything goes good with your family too. But yeah, that being said, about the waiting period is that it has come up to, 3 years that Adrian and I haven't met each other, seen each other. It's not... The coronavirus was one of the reasons. It was not the only reason. There were other, other life stuff that, didn't allow Adrian to come here or me to go there.
Yeah, and we delve really deep into that in a later episode. So be on the lookout. We've already pre-recorded it, but be on the lookout. It's coming up.
Yeah, so I'm just saying that, Why wouldn't you? I completely lost my train of thought. Because I just got sad about you not being here for 3 years. I lost my train of thought.
Hey, audio guy, put this part out. We'll cut it in post.
Okay. Good. Oh, thank God. No, but I was just saying that we have waited quite a bit, and we're just happy to, at least start doing a little bit of the normal things that we were doing, which is related to travel and stuff. And we're just excited that this means that, international borders might just open up soon. I know a lot of countries in Asia who have opened their borders to people who have been vaccinated. So here's to praying and hoping India does that too real soon. So yeah, whenever Adrian plans on getting here and we plan on meeting, you will be the first people to know. I mean, no, you won't be the first people to know. We will be the first people to know, but you'll be one of the first people to know about, plans.
Yeah, we've been discussing ways of, keeping this podcast going, recording live on site there a little bit, and pre-recording a few things, and, really upping our social media output. To just to show what's going on, to keep everybody informed and all of that jolly good stuff. We're looking forward to it.
So, since we're talking about all our social media stuff, I thought this was a great time to plug in that if you're not yet following us on Instagram, it'll be great if you followed us on adrian.steph, because we post updates, and obviously Adrian's going to be posting really sick pictures of his camping trip. So you want to go see that there. And we post updates about every time a new episode goes up on our podcast. So make sure that you follow us on Instagram. And if you are into watching people game, we also have a Twitch stream that we do every Sunday evening for Americans and Monday morning for Indians. And also, we're so excited if you're here. That means hopefully you heard our first episode that went up last Tuesday. So can we get a big whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop.
That was Steph. So sad.
Yeah, Steph, our first episode went live on Tuesday. Our podcast will be going up every single Tuesday morning. This is American time, of course, Tuesday mornings, and it's available on all of the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google. So search for Talks with Adrian and Steph, and you can definitely find us. We are working to make this a weekly show every single Tuesday, and we have some stuff pre-recorded and some stuff like today we're kind of doing in the moment, very, very recent. So be on the lookout for that. Support the podcast. Hang out if you'd like. Shoot us a message. We've got email and contact info. DM us on Instagram. Let us know how we're doing. Also, feel free to rate us, write a review if you'd like. That helps us get discovered in those podcast platforms. So we super appreciate your help in this endeavor.
Also, we'd like to know what you want us to talk about. If you think of a topic or a relationship question that you have, make sure you drop it in those DMs. You can slide into our Instagram DMs, and we'll make sure to talk about it in upcoming episodes. We are just so excited that we could finally, like, you know, hit publish on this podcast thing that we've been working on. And it's sort of like our second baby. After Instagram, this is like our second baby. So yeah, so make sure that if you like it, share it with others. If you don't like it, don't talk about it.
Don't share.
Please be nice to us.
Yeah, we thank you all for your support and hanging out with us every week. We hope you have a fantastic week during this work week. And, you know, whatever time you're listening, whether you're on the way to work, at work, or at home chilling, you know, we just want to say thanks.
Well, from Adrian and me, we just want to say hope you have a fantastic week ahead. And be nice and be kind. Bye.
Bye.